95.9 FM W260CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We begin with bad news for one of the country's biggest airlines. Here's WBBM radio reporter Rachel Pearson in Chicago, where United is headquartered.
United Airlines says federal regulators are increasing their oversight of the Chicago-based carrier following a series of recent issues. The airline's vice president of corporate safety said the FAA will examine multiple areas of the airline's operation to ensure safety compliance. Earlier this month, a piece of a jet's outer panel fell off, and another suffered an engine fire on takeoff. United CEO Scott Kirby said these and other recent issues were unrelated to each other and that they're now reviewing their safety training.
ISIS is claiming responsibility for an attack on a concert hall near Moscow yesterday that killed at least 133 people. Russian officials are blaming Ukraine, an allegation disputed by a Ukrainian intelligence agency spokesman.
If we talk about the information that those who carried out this terrorist attack were supposedly moving towards the Ukrainian-Russian border, that looks absolutely absurd, because the Russian regions bordering Ukraine are today full of military and special services.
CBS's Christian Benavides says the U.S. told Russia an attack was being planned.
The U.S. embassy recently warned about the threat of terrorist attacks in Moscow. A U.S. source familiar with the intelligence told CBS News there's been a steady stream of intelligence dating back to November about ISIS wanting to strike in Russia.
Our embassy there put out a notice to all Americans in Moscow to avoid any large gathering.
NSC spokesman John Kirby. The Senate early this morning voted 74 to 24 in favor of a $1.2 trillion spending package, averting a government shutdown. CBS's Natalie Brand has been examining the bill.
Republicans tout boosting spending for immigration enforcement while making cuts to foreign aid and the IRS. Democrats point to more money for child care and early education programs, as well as cancer research. Around 70% of the spending bill goes to defense. That includes a 5.2% pay raise for service members, the biggest increase in more than two decades.
A Russian spacecraft is now headed to the International Space Station, carrying an American, a Russian, and a Belarusian. The craft was launched from Kazakhstan. NASA's Rob Navius.
The command now will be given to deploy the Soyuz solar arrays. That now underway. And the solar arrays and navigational antennas have all been deployed.
The craft is scheduled to dock at the space station on Monday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Dude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, the Rousers. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue or online at weikert-lakepoint.com. And by Honey Bee Cannabis, Wisconsin growing cannabis from seed to shelf. It's all Wisconsin. THC-infused drinks, real organic fruit juice, gluten-free, no sweeteners, Honey Bee Cannabis. Find them on Facebook, Jennifer Street Market, and Woodman's. Let's do some Pat McCurdy. We need Pat McCurdy on this Saturday night. Brand new stuff from him is called Mr. Jameson. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Can't stand the stress, and I can't stand the strain. Can't stand the fog, and can't stand the rain. I hate the hatred, the stupidity. Can't stand the liar lying to me. So Mr. Jameson, that's why I'm calling you. I think I figured out what we gotta do. Let's have a party. Let's have some fun. razor they're spewing out. I turn down the volume, still too loud. So Mr. Jameson, that's why I'm calling you. I think I figured out what we gotta do. Let's have a party, let's have some fun. Call up your best friend, tell everyone. Let's get together, let's do it right. Put on some music and dance all night. So Mr. Jameson, that's why I'm calling you. I think I figured out what we gotta do. Let's have a party, let's have some fun. Call up your best friend, tell everyone. Let's get together, let's do it right. Put on some music and dance all night. Let's have a party.
Sex and beer are the things we like round. Dickens gave us Great Expectations. Shakespeare gave us Hamlet and King Lear. Dostoevsky gave us Crime and Punishment. Who the hell is gonna give us
sex and beer?
Sex and beer, sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the things we like round here. Sing it so I can dance. Sex and
beer.
From the city to the suburbs to the country, from the southern to the northern hemisphere, they're holding a tremendous referendum, and everybody's choosing
sex and beer.
Sex and beer, sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer, sex and beer. They can take away my pride and my dignity, gone. They can use up all my blood and sweat and tears, used. They can take away my name and give me a number, 911. But they can never take away my sex and beer. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the two we hold dear. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the things we like round here. We like sex and beer and sex and beer and sex and beer and sex and beer.
Is there anything better than sex and beer? The answer is no. No, there's nothing better. Pat McCurdy on a Saturday night at Double Dip. What a classic song. And I would probably venture to say, over the 11 years that Max Inc. Radio has been doing either internet radio or on-the-air radio, I've played that song so many times. It's one of my favorites. I love it. Mr. Jameson before that, a Double Dip of Pat McCurdy to kick off your 7 o'clock hour. Good evening, everybody. That Double Dip was inspired by John and Gordy, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I was listening on Friday when you were on Pip and Max Inc. Radio.
Yes.
And I felt the love from John about Pat McCurdy. So I had to play some just for John and Gordy. And check out John and Gordy weekdays, 6 to 8 a.m. here on Civic Media on Mad Radio 92.7.
They're a lot of fun, and they love Pat McCurdy. And Pat McCurdy's been around for so long. And
he has.
You know, and John's a big Yipes fan.
You know, we've interviewed a lot of people. I've never interviewed Pat McCurdy.
Yes, we did, Jimmy.
I did not. Oh, we did when the album dropped. Over the phone.
There it is.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, okay. That may have been during lockdown.
It was during lockdown, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, over the phone is different, so we'll give you that.
It was over the phone. I totally spaced. That was the first year we were on the radio, actually, yeah.
Oh, boy.
How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K, Rocker KJ, hanging out with for Terry Barr. She is back, what, next week or week after Rocker from the super secret work vacation that she's doing?
Work vacation. We know it's not another Kiss show, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
She's on a beach enjoying some leisure time, which was well deserved, and I'm very jealous. I want
to
be
there too.
Let's
put it this way. She's closer to Mar-a-Lago than we are.
The plant is in. KJ, we still got lots of show ahead of us. What's coming up?
Well, we've got Al Falashi from Fat Function coming in. They have an upcoming show, and from what I understand, they don't do that a lot.
No.
So we're going to get some details on that. Natty Nation's Aaron Conkle is going to be here, but not such a great news. He got his keyboard stolen. So we're going to talk about the GoFundMe and what you can keep your eye out for when you're, you know, looking or come across maybe his stolen equipment. We've also got Madison filmmaker Bob Love, coming in to talk about his new zombie movie, A Time to Die.
A lot of death in that movie. zombie
it's
death.
It's got the word die right in it.
Right. We also got Live in the Lair coming up with Linda and the Zeros. And, of course, Max Inc. Heavy after 9 o'clock rocker. And right now, we're going to talk about garage bands.
Jimmy Dennis Graham is director and founder of Rock Onsen, a statewide music competition for high school bands, and the winners get gigs at Summerfest. Here to tell us about the upcoming Rock Onsen competition is Dennis Graham. Dennis, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks so much, Rocker, and to be here with on Max Inc. Radio and with Jimmy and KJ. I very much appreciate Civic Media statewide. It's a great opportunity to talk to everybody.
It's great to see you, man.
You bet, man. I appreciate it. And what we're in right now is the Rock Onsen. It's R-O-C-K-O-N-S-I-N, just like it sounds, rockonsen.org. We want all 7th to 12th grade garage bands of any musical genre to go to rockonsen.org and sign up for free to send in one song, cover original of a video. Use your smartphone. That's all you need to do to see if you'll be one of 10 bands that will be judged out by folks like Kathy Detmers and others to go and perform at the Rock Onsen State Finals at Summerfest.
Nice.
Well, Dennis, before we learn all about Rock Onsen, I'd like to find out a little more about the guy that founded it. Tell us about your backstory. How did you get into music?
Well, I have quite an eclectic career. Everything, I think I was talking to KJ, I believe, just earlier, that I've been from, you know, working out on Capitol Hill when everybody worked together 50 years ago, so I'm a little long in the tooth. And working on political campaigns. I've worked for both sides, actually. I was hired by Dave Prosser, the former Supreme Court Justice for Congressman Frelich, very moderate. Mm-hmm. And it was my senior year. I went out to Washington, D.C., and where everybody went to spring break, I went out to D.C., and I dropped off a resume at all 435 House of Representatives offices and all 100 U.S. Senate offices, and I got a call back from Congressman Frelich, worked out there, worked on political campaigns. I was Tony Earle's main driver on the campaign, worked in Tony Earle's office, and then kind of went from there, and I worked for a fellow that was, again, a very moderate, very great guy, Paul Hassett, a teacher who was the head of the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, brought that together, the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, helped them out. Today, now it's just basically the voice piece of the Republican Party. Paul taught me all about that, you know, compromise both sides, you know, but it's not, you know, he was the chief of staff for Warren Knowles, moderate people, moderate politicians that work together. And then I started working on sports programs like Badger State Summer, Winter Games, U.S. Fast Pitch Softball Tournaments, a lot of different programs, National Congress of State Games. And then I started just kind of goofing around, helping a band. You know, I've always been into reggae and started helping out managing a band, and that kind of transformed into, as I was working on these other programs, I was approached by somebody regarding working with a music association in the state. And what I brought to it was that, you know, I had an idea of, you know, these young musicians out there have no showcase or forum, you know, they can't play in bars.
Right.
And it really, I remember this cat that was Pancho. He was a drummer. I'm from Whitewater. Back then, you had bands on Friday nights, you know, after you had a volleyball tournament between the classes and all that. Then you'd have a band come in and play. And I always was watching this cat, and I was thinking, I don't even know his last name. He went to Whitewater, but I was always like, wow, how cool. I always wanted to be in a band. I didn't. I played drums. Today, now, all of these young musicians and all that in school, all of the schools have drum sets. So that, you know, I had a snare drum and I took a marching band cymbal and I hung it on an instrument stand. And I also suggested a Lifetime Achievement Award to this group. And that's when I brought back Les Paul. Went out, had Governor Doyle write a letter, went out to New York, gave it to Les. He was stunned, like, what? You know, well, Les, you should get the first Lifetime Achievement Award. Look what you did. Solid by electric guitar, sound on sound. We all know that, multi-tracking. Brought him back. As a matter of fact, it'll be 20 years this October 27th that it was 2004 Les Paul Day. That just kind of kept moving into, you know, starting to think about putting together this program, you know, of young, and now it's been 20 years of giving these young musicians an opportunity basically to send in one song, cover original, doesn't matter, it's free, to rockonsen.org. The deadline is coming up. It will be April 30th. We're quite a ways away for an opportunity to be one of 10 bands to play on June 28th, five bands, and June 29th, five more bands on the Aurora Pavilion at Summerfest, the big gig, the world's largest music festival. Man, all get 20-minute sets. All receive two Shure mics, one vocal, one instrument mic. What are they playing for? The winner and runner-up will get a second 45-minute showcase set on the Aurora Pavilion stage on July 6th. They also get recording time at Madison's Blast Hall Studios, as well as the winning band gets a Shure wireless vocal mic system. So pretty cool for free, man.
Obviously, this is a big deal, and you know what you've created with Rock Hanson, inspiring youth to get involved with music, because we all know when kids get involved with music, they do better in school. The grades are better.
Yes, they do.
And,
you're right.
You know, social skills become better. It's a win-win for everybody. So give us the rules once again, the grade range and how the bands submit music.
You bet. And we want you to check out to Rock Hanson's socials at TikTok and Instagram and Facebook, and you'll see some of the past bands that played, like Geology Club that won it last year from Waukesha West High School. Happens to be Les Paul's high school.
Nice.
But we want you to go to rockhanson.org. Send in one song, cover original, does not matter. We've had bands that played all cover songs, such as Sacrament, our first heavy metal band from Muskego High School 2 years ago, to all original, as Geology Club did, putting out their first album last year before they graduated from high school. And so we want you to go to rockhanson.org, record one song, cover original. Just use a smartphone. We don't want you...
doesn't have to be fancy or anything like that.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And we want you to get that in by by April 30th. The three judges that we have this year are Kathy Detmers, the former owner of the High Noon Saloon, just a wonderful partner for music in town here. And then we're looking at these three judges. We'll then score them out. They're looking at everything from vocal blend, synergy, mastering of the instrument and all that. Then we'll announce on May 15th on rockhanson.org the top 10 bands that will then be performing at Summerfest at the Rock Hanson State
Fair. Exciting. That's great. Dennis, thank you so much for coming in, telling us all about Rock Hanson. Appreciate you. Appreciate what you do. And once again, the website is rockhanson.com. Right?
You bet, man. Rockhanson.
.org.
.org. You bet. But actually, what guys, I bought .com too. So you can put in .com. And it kicks over to rockhanson.com. Just as it sounds, Rock Hanson. Rock Hanson, Wisconsin. Youth Garage Bands rocking Wisconsin.
This band won Rock Hanson last year. Geology Club.
Yep. From Waukesha.
From Waukesha. Give me 30 seconds of your love for Geology Club.
Yeah, they're a very talented band. They had played a few years. As I said earlier, they had been in the last 2 years of the competition. And they put together their first CD, all original songs, before they graduated from high school last year. And I do want to point out one band that's performed going through these programs that I've put on that was once 10 years ago, Modern Mod from Madison East High School, Sleeping in the Stereo from Madison West. They came together as Slow Pulp. Now they're touring. They did a European tour this last fall, where they were opening for Death Cab for Cutie in all these major venues, Royal Albert Hall, and now are playing major clubs around the country. Watch for Slow Pulp.
Yeah. Wow. Watch out, because otherwise Slow Pulp will end up in your orange juice in the mornings, and they'll rock you. That was corny. I'm sorry. Dennis, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
This is Geology Club and Teenage Love. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thanks. Go!
found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
On Civic Media, we are local music. Automatic Lover there and Helena. I love that song.
That was fun.
Isn't that awesome?
It makes you want to dance, you know?
You were dancing.
I was. Thank you. And I'm sorry for that, by the way.
It's okay.
Hey, we have new video going on. Is that on there? Did they catch
Wait,
Jimmy?
They're not recording yet, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I was yeah! lip-syncing and dancing to Pat.
We're all going to be rich.
Great. How you doing, everybody? It's Civic Media, Max Inc. on a Saturday night, original local music until midnight. I'm Jimmy K, rocker, KJ filling in for Terry Barr. Thanks to Dennis Graham for coming in, telling us all about Rock Johnson.
man, he talks fast. He gets it all out there right away.
A lot to say, and never enough time. It was,
I think that came from his years in working in Washington in the state capitol. You have to talk fast, get your stuff across, you know. rockconson.org, rockconson.org. If you're a 7th through 12th grade band, you want to play Summerfest, that's where you want to go. Hey, we got Fat Function. They're in the studio. We're going to have a chat with them. I see Rocker has some vinyl. I'm going to try to steal that from him later. Also, Linda Zero.
Always it's comes live. Down to the vinyl stealing.
Oh, boy, Jimmy.
Hey, we got another Max Inc. matinee show coming up for you. It's happening Sunday, May the 7th.
April the 7th.
Excuse me. Sunday, April 7th.
That's correct.
I have May on my cheat sheet here.
May on your mind. I know why, Jimmy.
I know why, too. But anyway, April 7th, that's a Sunday. Doors open at noon. The show starts at 1. You're out of there by 4. Rocker is a killer lineup. Tell us about it.
Wow, Jimmy. I mean, Automatic Lover, you just heard them.
Yeah.
And I thought, and they're brand new, right? I think this might be one of their first gigs.
Oh, sweet.
And so I was just like, wow, these guys are so awesome. People will be dancing. Who could we pair with them? Jimmy, we thought of Linda and the Zeros. They're here tonight.
In the lair, yes. Yeah.
And that's going to be awesome because you can preview them. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to be playing right after Automatic Lover. So it's only going to be two bands from 1 to 4 p.m. Automatic Lover and then Linda the Zeros. And I think that's going to... Wow, that's going to be a sweat fest because you're just going to be dancing yeah. for like 4 hours
right,
straight.
You're going to want to have a good breakfast.
Yeah.
Get a good bass mm-hmm. on. Have a bloody or two. Maybe some mimosas.
Yep. Go to bed early on Saturday night.
Not too early.
Do a little stretching when you get up.
About 12:01. That's when you can go to bed on Saturday night okay. after Max Inc. is
over. Wear your dance shoes.
And wear your dance shoes.
And then you're still home by dinner time.
That's perfect.
These matinees are fantastic.
Yeah, they are.
They're a lot of fun.
The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase happens at the High Noon Saloon Sunday, April 7th. Linda and the Zeros and Automatic Lover hope to see you there.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at Weikert-lakepoint.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm not
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. We're playing all the dance hits tonight. That was Fat Function.
Phew.
And Juniper. You might recognize that song. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker KJ. We're listening to original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. We're live in the Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX studios. We're also on The Shaw, 101 FM over in Waukesha, also WAUK AM 540. And up in Green Bay on 97.9 WGBW, we're going to be talking about a Green Bay trip later on, Rocker. Looking forward to that.
Oh, that is going to be so much fun. I can't wait for it. It has to do with whammies, right?
It does. And we'll hear about that later on. But right now, let's introduce our next guest.
Jimmy, Fat Function is a nine-piece tour de force combining the polish of pop with the smoothness of 60s soul and the rawness of 70s funk. Formed in the halls of the music school at University of Wisconsin, the multiple award-winning band have performed at clubs and music festivals across the United States and Japan. Fat Function has upcoming shows in Madison and Milwaukee. Here to tell us about the band's revival, upcoming shows, and little-known secrets about the band is singer, sax, and band leader Al Falashi. Yay! Al, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
What's up, Al?
Thank you. First of all, thank you for what you guys do for local musicians, and thank you for having me.
Oh, man. Hey, tell us real quick before Rocker gets into this about the last song we just played, Juniper. It's kind of a cover, isn't it?
Jimmy, I'm gonna throw you under the bus a little bit here.
Uh-oh.
Jupiter.
Jupiter.
As in like the planet.
Sure.
Earth, Wind & Fire is the band that our two biggest influences is Tower Power and Earth, Wind & Fire. Those are the two bands that we grew up as a horn band. That's pretty much the Bible and the Bible too. And so I grew up, I had two older sisters that were 11 and 12 years older than me, and that was house cleaning music on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And
I love that.
So I brought that into the band, and we kind of did our own little spin on it. And
was that your parents that played that style of music?
No, my parents were like World War II era.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so big band.
Swing?
All Woody Herman, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, all of that stuff. But my sisters were in that you know, funk, R&B, 70s, 80s, early 80s and 70s era. So that's where I got all of that.
Wow, well, the truth is out. There's the first secret. For our listeners who may not be familiar, tell us about forming this band in the halls of the music school and the University of Wisconsin.
Yeah, so 1993, young little 18-year-old Al came from Kenosha, Wisconsin, and shout out to the Summer Music Clinic.
Oh, yeah.
That gives away 10 scholarships every single year to both UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee, and I met pretty much half of the people that were in Fat Function at the camps trying out for that scholarship. A bunch of us got it. And while we were here in high school at those camps, we didn't want to do each floor that stayed in the dorms had to do like a song and dance thing. And we didn't want to do it. And at the time, the Arsenio Hall show was huge. And they had that band that was funky as all get out. And so we asked them, hey, can we get out of doing the song and dance thing if we do a pit band? Well, can we be the Arsenio Hall
band?
That's
a great idea.
Wow.
That's what I thought. And so Tim Whalen and myself, Tim Whalen, keyboard player, myself formed this pit band, and we had so much fun doing it that I said, hey, man, if I get the scholarship and I come to, he was a year older than me. If I come to UW, we got to do this. Do like a Tower of Power or Earth, Wind & Fire kind of thing. And I ended up getting the scholarship, came to UW, and a couple of years later, we got into speaking about Rock Onsen, it was the college version of a kind of a garage band battle of the bands at the Memorial Union Terrace, and we entered that competition, and it just kind of was a hobby that grew out of control. And
that's the best kind.
Next thing we knew, we had a couple albums, and we were going to Japan, and the rest of the stuff on that piece of paper in front of you.
Wow! So you want your kids to go out of control buying musical instruments. Yeah, yeah. The band also enjoyed touring success in Japan. You just talked about that, making two trips in 2006 and 2012. But I want to know your thoughts on bidets.
Funny you should bring that up. We actually, this is not public video. Yeah, this is not public video, but we actually have early cell phone video of us going into a Japanese hotel room. And I didn't read the instructions in the bathroom, but apparently our guitar player and our bass player did. And we walked in as they were pressing down on the toilet rim. And this little robot arm came and was shooting water at the ceiling. And they were taking video of it. And that was my introduction to Japanese bidets.
Americans, huh?
Heated seats, too, by the way.
You know, another Madison artist that has played in Japan with his band, Lords of the Trident, Ty Christian,
mm-hmm.
He's so infatuated with bidets, he has like 9 in his house.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've sat on one of them. And let me tell you, if you ever needed an excuse to go to Ty's house, you take him up on it.
Yes.
Well, all right. I'll send him a DM.
Okay. Please do. Okay, we have to talk about something also kind of important because something good did come out of it. Tragedy struck in 2009 when your wife, Kate, lost her battle with cancer. I'm so sorry to hear that. My apologies to you. But you decided to host the event Funk Out for Cancer for the UW-Carbone Cancer Center. And we would like to know, I know the number, but I want to hear you say it. How much have you raised in memory of Kate?
Over the event's life, I think we donated over $260,000.
That's amazing.
To Dr. Dusty Deming, his lab at the UW-Carbone Cancer Center, which is specific to colon cancer, who he became a colon cancer doctor, and weeks after he became a colon cancer doctor, was diagnosed with colon cancer himself.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's an incredible story, but he's doing incredible work, and some of the advancements in colon cancer research worldwide have come out of his lab and have been direct results of the funding from Funko Cancer.
Oh my God!
Can people still contribute to this fund? Or
we haven't done it in a couple years. COVID kind of threw a little bit of a wrench in a lot of things. So it's to be determined whether or not we will resurrect it here. Hopefully in the future.
Wow. That's incredible.
Well, you know, if you do, you got all kinds of support.
Thank you.
Recently, Tim Whalen, he moved back to Wisconsin from Washington, D.C., and you got the band back together. Tell us the resurgence of Fat Function.
Yeah, so this is the paint's not dry on this yet. You know, it's fresh. But Tim has been, he was a member of the United States Army Band, their pop rock band that is kind of a carbon copy of Fat Function. It's called The Downrange. There you go. But they did a lot of pop and rock. So he had an incredible job of arranging a tribute to Led Zeppelin and The Who for the Army strings and the Army chorus. An incredible gig. And he was out there for 15 years, which made it difficult, to say the least, to do Fat Function stuff back here. So for the last 10 to 15 years, pretty much we were just doing one or two shows a year. And Funko Cancer was every other year, and then we would play our own show at Majestic or High Noon Saloon. But he has recently retired from the Army, and he's originally from Milwaukee, so he moved back to Milwaukee like months ago. And so we are excited about trying to get the band to be much more active in the Milwaukee, Madison, Chicago, Minneapolis corridor. I don't think anybody wants to get in the van anytime soon, but
let's go on tour. Yeah,
yeah. I love that you're like, no rest for you. I know you just got back, but hey, man, we got to do some important stuff here. Okay, so Fat Function does have shows coming up. You did mention the Majestic Theater. So that's the first show in Madison. That's April 6th. It's a Saturday, right?
Saturday, April 6th.
With Adem Tesfaye.
Yep.
So that should be good.
And he's awesome.
Yeah,
I've not seen him live, but I've heard you play him, Jimmy, and I cannot disagree with
you. You've been
that.
Around the Black Poets Society. They were huge in Madison. They were the Roots before the Roots.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay. So Dem's a longtime friend.
Oh, that'll be great. Okay, so Saturday, April 6th. And then your second show is June 1st, and this one's in Milwaukee at the Vivarium, and that's with Mama Dig Down's brass band. Don't tell me that's not going to be a good time.
They are our longest time friend. We used to rehearse in the halls of Mills Auditorium with Mama Dig Down's back in the day. We used to open up for them until we started getting bigger, and then we would play our own shows. But Mama, they're dear friends of ours. We're super excited to be playing. And it's a brand new venue that was opened up by the Pabst Theater Group. So
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So they just had their first show, I think, weeks ago.
Yeah, it's brand new.
Yeah. The paint is just dry.
At least the paint is dry on something.
Love the smell of fresh paint, right?
That's Saturday, June 1st.
Saturday, June 1st. Okay, so getting on back on stage with these people that you've known for so long has just got to be, I mean, your face is lighting up. This is great.
Yeah, we have always enjoyed our time with Mama Dig Downs. They're very dear friends of ours. We go to their gigs, they come to ours, we play on stage. We'll definitely do something together at the end
fantastic.
Of that night. Yeah.
And my buddy Paulie Ryan.
And Paulie Ryan. Everybody knows Paulie Ryan.
Oh yeah. Love that guy.
Hey, real quick, what's the current lineup right now for Fat Function? Who's all the members and what they do?
Sure. It's damn near close to what it was when it started 28 years ago.
Okay.
So myself and Tim Whalen co-founded the group. The horn section is John Shipper on trumpet, Jimmy Doherty on trumpet, and Courtney Larson on trombone, which sounds really, really close to the Steely Dane horn section.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And John Shipper is nothing but amazing.
He is an absolute beast. So in trumpet world, there's solo trumpet and there's lead trumpet, and that guy is world-class lead trumpet player.
When he was playing at Atwood Fest on stage, he blew these trumpet notes that they went on for so long and it was really hot. Like, I was worried about the guy just like completely just like boom, going down, man.
Yeah,
I've never seen anybody play so passionately on trumpet.
He's a monster.
That's awesome.
Got that from the Madison Scouts.
Yeah.
Another drum and bugle corps. So
that's right.
Rhythm section, Tim, led by Tim. Tim on keyboards. Vince Jesse on guitar, who also plays in town with the Mike Camilleri organ trio.
Yes.
And then Nick Moran on bass, who plays with every Latin band that there is, I think.
All of them.
Your boy and my boy Paulie Ryan on percussion, who is world famous, and then our drummer is Darvante Murray. His nickname is Turbo. Everybody calls him Turbo. South Side of Chicago, straight out of the gospel, that genre, and is just an absolute monster. And he has been with us since 2005. So
it's amazing that you guys are getting back together, doing some more music. We can come check you out, Fat Function, at the Majestic on here in Madison on April 6th. Al, thank you so much for coming in, telling us all about Fat Function. Really appreciate you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just got to say one thing before you leave. You said there's a big Tower of Power influence. I want you to know my very first concert was Tower of Power.
I knew there was a reason you and I connected here.
Yep.
I feel it.
We're going to play Well Run Dry. Tell us about the song before I play it for the people.
So Tim wrote this. He even though he is a keyboard player, he's a guitar player at heart. And Stevie Ray Vaughan, he was channeling his best Stevie Ray Vaughan at this point. And we wrote the lyrics about a dear friend of ours who struggled with addiction and still does today, but has turned the corner, and this goes out to him.
All right. Thank you, Al. Appreciate you. It's Fat Function live on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
It's Friday, veins full of sin. Can't go home this way again. Devil's knocking, let him in. All night, all day. After a while, it's all the same. No pride, no shame. Gotta try to break the chain.
function. Smack Sync on a Saturday night, well run dry. Thanks to Al coming in, telling us all about the fat function. Appreciate that. We got a double dip of Natty Nation coming up in just a couple of minutes. Plus, Aaron's here. We'll have a chat with him about his instrument, the GoFundMe, and everything like that. You're listening to Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Sam Lyons.
Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.heat.help.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.